Hernandez breaks silence after UFC 324 fight canceled over suspicious betting. UFC lightweight Alexander Hernandez has publicly addressed the cancellation of his scheduled UFC 324 bout after unusual wagering activity triggered an integrity probe. Investigation and industry reaction. The Hernandez-Michael Johnson fight, scheduled for January 24th in Las Vegas, was abruptly removed from the UFC 324 card last week after sportsbooks and monitoring services recorded a sudden, sharp shift in the betting line toward Johnson in the hours before the bout. UFC President Dana White told reporters the promotion had been alerted by its gaming integrity partner and said he was unwilling to proceed under those circumstances, using blunt language to underscore the organization's concern. Hernandez, who completed a full fight camp in mid-week, posted on Instagram that he would never dishonor the sport or his own work, and described the cancellation as deeply disheartening. He wrote that he understands both law enforcement and the UFC must investigate, and that his priority is returning to competition quickly to avoid wasting the prime years of his career. There has been no public announcement from the UFC about suspensions or formal charges for either Hernandez or Johnson. However, the episode follows a similar case in November, when the promotion released fighter Isaac Dolgarian after monitoring services and sportsbooks flagged suspicious line movements ahead of his fight with Yadier Del Valle. That earlier matter drew attention from federal authorities. UFC officials indicated the FBI was involved in that investigation and told reporters the agency could be expected to examine the latest incident as well. Industry figures say the pattern is familiar. An independent sports betting integrity analyst who reviewed the betting data for this case said, "When lines swing dramatically in the final hours, it's a classic red flag for collusion or insider movement. Bookmakers, integrity monitors, and regulators rely on these signals to stop potentially corrupted contests. It protects bettors, athletes, and the credibility of the sport." The analyst requested anonymity due to ongoing probes. Hernandez's career and what comes next. Alexander Hernandez, a University of Texas at San Antonio graduate who began wrestling at 13, is currently on a 4-fight winning streak and had been viewed as an emerging contender in the lightweight division heading into 2026. In his post, he emphasized the personal and professional sacrifices behind that trajectory and said he hopes the matter is resolved swiftly so he can return to active competition. The UFC's decision to pull the bout reflects heightened cooperation between promotions, sportsbooks, and integrity firms such as independent monitoring platforms used across North America and Europe. Regulators, including state gaming control boards, most notably the Nevada Gaming Control Board in Las Vegas, routinely review suspicious market movements and can share information with federal agencies when criminal activity is suspected. For fighters, a canceled card delivers immediate financial and career consequences: lost fight purses, disrupted training cycles, and stalling momentum. Hernandez's representatives have not publicly disclosed whether the athlete will receive any compensation tied to the canceled event. Additional details on betting integrity response. When suspicious activity is detected, sportsbooks typically limit or suspend wagers and inform league integrity units and regulators. UFC leadership has told media in recent months it will take decisive action when alerted to potential match integrity issues, including postponements, fighter releases, and coordination with law enforcement. Legal experts say these cases can proceed to internal disciplinary processes, civil actions by sportsbooks, or criminal investigations if evidence of fraud or conspiracy emerges. The next steps will likely include a review of betting records, communications, and any material links between bettors and those connected to the event. The UFC has stressed that protecting the sport's integrity is a priority. Fighters and fans will be watching closely for more detailed findings from the promotion, state regulators, and, if involved, federal investigators.